Next, Cosmo's heading off to check out a trap line which snakes its way more than 120 kilometres along the Kaikoura coastline. The Te Tau Wairehu o Marukura Predator Control Project has a $2 million contract to establish and maintain the line to protect native birds from predators. The project's managed by Rawiri Manawatu from Te Runanga o Kaikoura.
We're going to start up the beach?
Yeah, that way.
Alright, kia ora whānau. We'll start off with karakē. Kia ora te o te wairua.
Kia ora te o te tīmana. Kia ora te o te hiningau. Kia ora te ai te mauri. Tūturu o whiti whakamaua. Kia ora tēnā.
Tēnā.
Haumi e, hui e,
taiki e.
So we'll just go over our hazards and risks. Wahi tapu areas where there may be spiritual remains.
Rawiri, firstly, can you tell me where we are and what is happening today?
So we are in Kaikoura at one of our sections, M14. So today the whole team is out here. Say hello, team.
Kia ora.
And we're doing our bird monitoring and trapping. What that consists of is monitoring nests along the beach. We're doing a 2K stretch today. So we're checking the nests for egg hatches or egg failures. We also have traps along the section, and those traps are there to decrease the number of predators or pests so that the success rate of our tonga species, our manu, is higher. And this mahi that we're doing was taught to me by our partners, so our treaty partners is what I'm talking about, so Ekan and Dot, so that we could do it ourselves within our own iwi region, and that's why we're here today.
Kia ora, thank you. And conditions are pretty good.
Yep, conditions are really good for us. There's a little bit of cloud, it's not too cold, but we all have our PPE and all our gear, so we're ready to go.
Radio's on.
Now, Brett, what sort of system are you working today, and what's your role?
I'm the field supervisor, and the system that we're employing today is a monitoring trap line. So it's one line of people about 5 metres apart from each other, walking a straight line along the beach, looking for pairs of birds, and then we stop once a pair of adults have been spotted or identified, and then the whole group will just watch those birds until they settle on the ground. And then a couple of people will move forward to actually have a closer investigation to see if the pair are roosting or if they've nested or laid eggs or if there's any hatchlings.
What sort of birds are you targeting?
It's the banded dotterel, the pohoeta, is one of the Tonga species here. We're protecting them and the oyster catcher, the tauria.
Yes. What were you doing before you became involved with this project?
I was working in conservation for 10 years as a ranger, a local ranger for the Department of Conservation.
And what does this work mean to you?
It's important work because this is about sustainability of our Tonga species. And as kaitiaki, this is what it means in terms of continuing that legacy that our ancestors left.
So, is this the start of the trap line here?
Yep, so this is the start of the trap line and our bird monitoring line as well. So, the traps all reside on the edge of the vegetation, and the birds all nest on the beach. So, what we have created is a wall between the predator and the nests.
Kapai, mihoaki.
And what you see with these nests is that they're just out in the open. When we say the word nest, people might think that we're talking about, you know, made nests with twigs and, you know, a little round thing. But what we're actually talking about is just a hole in the stones.
Very hard to see, and so it's great that you geolocate all these sites.
Yep, so that's really important. The thing, though, with the scope upper and the bird monitoring is that every week it's different. One of the weeks will come out. There'll be nests in certain places, and we will GPS those nests. But when we come back, we don't necessarily go back to the nests where they are. We sort of treat it as a reset. The reason we do that is because if any of the nests are predated or something happens to them, the dotterels will move and nest again.
Yeah. When I walk down a beach like this, I don't really think of nests underfoot.
Yep, no, you're right. And nobody really does. So part of the project is to create awareness within the community of what's actually going on. Oh boy. Can everyone see the manu?
So what would be the major predators for this bird's eggs?
Yep, so usually around here, and, you know, we collected this data from our traps as too. You know, we've got rats, hedgehogs, stoats, weasels. Yep, that we've caught in this area.
Yeah. Is this an endangered taonga species?
No, it's not endangered yet, but it is in danger of becoming so. If we don't do something, they will become endangered.
Yeah.
And then they will become extinct because we have an unbalance in nature where predators or pests are breeding and have no predator of their own. So that means as their numbers grow, our manu, you know, our taonga species numbers decrease.
And this is a long-term project, isn't it?
Yep, so for now it's it ends in 2023, and that's really just due to funding. So we have 11 people that are employed, and we're going to have 1,500 or so traps out. We'll have data over 3 years, and if we don't get any more funding, then everything's just going to revert back to how it was. Are we good to go, whānau? Ka pai, me hoaki.
Now, Rex, what's your role today?
I'm doing the trap checking, the team lead for the trap checking, and helping out with the bird monitoring at the same time. So all up, we have about 782, I think, species that we've caught through the whole year, from Owharo all the way up to the Waimaa River.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Alex, how long have you been working on this project?
Since the start, it's been about a year now, just over a year.
Yeah. And are you enjoying this mahi?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love being able to play a part in restoring nature, restoring the balance and all that.
Yes, and is it a full-time
job? Full-time position,
yes.
Yeah.
So you spend a lot of the time out in the field?
Yeah, as well as in the office doing other mahi and that.
So what are you expecting to find today?
Along here or a bit further down, normally get a lot of hedgehogs.
So when we come up to a trap, we just have a look inside of it, see if the bait's all good and whatnot. So we use dehydrated rabbit as bait. It sort of attracts anything around where we are.
Anything in this one?
Nah, nothing in this one really. And then on the phone, we use this TrapNZ app where it shows where all of our traps are and GPS and whatnot, so it's easier for us to find them, and then we just click onto it and then still set bait okay, and then we just save it, and that's us. But if we catch something, then we go species, and then
so it's got all the different pest names.
Yeah.
And you just click on whatever, rat, possum.
Yeah.
Sabina and Brett, do you want to go up and see if you can find our nest? Build up.
Sabina, can you tell me what's happening?
So we've just found a new nest. It's got only got the one egg in it. And as you can see, that little bird there, that's red. So she's the mother. And this guy over here, he's red-yellow. He'll be the dad. And they're both just trying to protect the egg at the moment.
So have they been tagged?
Yes. So one of the other guys that taught us how to do this, Ted, is it Howard?
Yep.
Yeah, he comes around and he'll catch them and tag them.
They are only about a metre and a half from us.
Yeah. So red, when she was born, her egg got cracked, and Ted was telling us that he looked after her while her egg was broken and that, and they thought that the egg wouldn't hatch, but then she hatched and she was all good. So she's quite friendly. She's used to people because Ted kind of hand-reared her. So she'll let us go right up to her.
How would you describe it? What does it look like?
Quite a small bird, brown and white, and it has a little, band on its chest, a little light brown band. Yeah.
And quite big eyes, beautiful dark eyes.
Yeah.
So where is the egg?
If you just want to come this way, it's just in here.
It looks just like a stone, a pebble.
Yeah, so that's probably why most people don't see them and they end up getting stood on or driven over and stuff, because if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know that they're here and we don't mark them out, people can't even see them.
They're quite big eggs, aren't they?
Yeah, for such a tiny little bird.
And so predators come down onto the beach and seek out these eggs.
Yes, and because they're dotterels, they have a really strong smell. So the predators can be quite far away and they'll smell them and they know exactly where they are, and then they come up and, yeah, get the eggs.
Hello. Yeah, I know. You're all worried, aren't you?
How did you get involved with this project?
Well, I was doing traffic management, and Rawiri is actually my children's uncle. So he came one day and said that he was going to start doing something like this, and I thought, that sounds cool. So, yeah, so then I just decided to apply for it and got it.
Are you enjoying the work?
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah, it's so different to anything else I've ever done.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just really great. Like, we get heaps of training and everything. We've done all of our certificates, so if we wanted to, we could work anywhere in New Zealand. And, yeah, Rawiri kind of trains us all up and gives us chances to be leads at different stuff in the project and that, so it's really awesome.
Do you have a particular interest?
I like all of it. So we do this bird monitoring, then trapping, and then Thursdays and Fridays we go down to Owharo and do native planting and weed control and spray.
Brett, you've got a pair of powerful binoculars. What are you looking for?
We're looking for pairs that are flying around in the air, and then when they land on the ground, we'll track them to their nest.
Got a fun out. Have we found something? Yes, Kappa, we should keep walking though, eh? All right, Kappa.
It's quite difficult to spot them because they're really well camouflaged.
They are, aren't they?
And the babies, they, when they're chicks, they stay really still, and their feathers about the same colour as the stone, so it's really, really hard to see with the naked eye, so that's why it takes so long.
I just saw one of the eggs, and if I didn't know what I was looking for, there's no way I would think that was an egg.
We've had a whole year to get experience with what we're looking at, and sometimes people have to point directly at the eggs for me to see them too. So once the chicks have hatched from the eggs, the family will just dig out another nest that night somewhere else, so they won't come back to that same site.
Brett, what's your passion? What do you love doing best?
The reason why I'm involved in this work is to provide a pathway for the next generations. We challenge the next generations about what they should be doing and about them having a relationship with their land and their whenua and their heritage, but we don't provide that pathway. So we have to role model, and we have to practice what we preach, basically, and we have to make this decision an easy decision by giving them that pathway. And that's what sets us apart from any other agency that's doing pest control or pest management work, is the cultural value, and that we are matching up mātauranga Māori with Western science, and that truly enables us to have a sense of kaitiakitanga. So this the work that we're doing at the moment is going to expand into other species in the future, but we want to start small, but do it properly.
Yes. What sort of species could it expand into?
Looking after all seabirds that nest along the beach, so that could be anything from the Kaikoura Titi through to some species of gulls, Caspian terns and the like. There's probably about a dozen different species, so we're putting our hand up to be counted in the pest management space.
Robin here. Is there any nests on your GPS device near where we are?
Yeah.
There it is. Boom.
Rowenia, can you tell me what you do and what this project means to you?
So what I do as project coordinator is basically help coordinate all the daily operations, do a lot of the background admin. I absolutely love the mahi. I think I've gone from corporate hotel world to somewhere where I can still utilise all my computer skills and knowledge and put it into something that's bettering the future generation. I love the team. I love how it's like that whānau feeling, but still in work. Mm. It's a good balance.
You also do a bit of field work as well.
Yes, yes. I definitely get out here when I can.
Keeping on the GPS for just a minute.
How's it going with you guys up here? Any luck?
Nah, not a lot luck, but we've been checking them pretty well because heaps of them have real bad bait, so we have to just reset them and rebait them.
And when you do find a pest, what do you do with it?
If we find a pest, then we do like a karakia or prayer, and then we put it back into like the nature and all that there and then bury it. And even though they are pests, they still have a moti around Aotearoa and whatnot. So.
Yeah, so you pay respects to that creature.
Yeah. Yeah, we pay heaps of respects to them still.
Now we are coming up to a trap.
It looks like someone's been tampering with it and playing with it, so I'll just reset this.
What sort of traps do you use?
We use double dock 200 traps. So we built 1,100 when we first started. And there was a group of us that went out to Te Ha. They have like a community shed there and they were helping us out and building the designs and whatnot and then seeing what one's best. And then we started helping out Doc with our traps, helping them.
So you've made all these traps yourselves?
Yeah. So we built 1,100 traps. And we started building a couple more just because we're doing more along the coast. So we start from Owharo to Waimaa, and then from the Waimaa we're going all the way around to the Awatere Valley.
They're pretty solid, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty solid. But on a real rough day, you know, Tangaroa takes over and, yeah, can't beat him, really.
What were you doing before you got involved with this... project, Rex?
During COVID, I was helping out at the vineyard just outside of Cheviot for a while. And then when my cousin said, oh, go for this job. So, yeah, I was pretty wrecked when I got the call that saying that I had the job and whatnot.
And how old are you?
17 years old. And, yeah, I left school when I was about 16. And then, yeah, Mum said, you have to find a job or else you're going back to school. So... yeah, this is pretty much my first full-time job.
And when we were in the office this morning, you were playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah. We all have a jam session, really, when we show up. Sort of depends on who's first at work, gets to grab it and then jam. But, yeah, when we finish in work, we just meet up together, have a korero about what we've done today and how it went, and then, yeah, we just finish with a waiata and a karakia.
Oh, look at this. We can see three eggs.
So one looks like it's been pushed out of the nest, which could mean that it's a failed egg or abandoned. Usually if the mother is protecting this nest, she would have probably brought that back in with the other two.
Rowenia, can you tell me what other projects sit under the umbrella of the main predator control project?
So we have primary school visits, and out of that we initiated a every school with your own trapping program, and we feed it all into a school's app so we can collect data. And then we have just rolled out a community trapping program on sort of more rural properties, and we have a Facebook page where we can all sort of get excited about the catches we get in our backyards. So it's called Te Tau Wairuhu o Marukura Predator Control Trapping Group. So
check it out.
Check us out.
And have you got any other plans for the future? Any other projects that you would like to bring in to what you're doing?
Yeah. One of my major ones would be to partner with another iwi that's in the environmental space and doing restoration work and form a sort of two-week exchange so that they can experience the Ngāti Kuri tribe, and we could experience, say, a North Island tribe or something, just to mix it up. I mean, a lot of the young ones, they could benefit from seeing what's outside little wee Kaikoura. And, I mean, even though we're all Māori, tribes everywhere have their own tikanga and processes that I think would be useful to know, and I feel like you'd have a bigger overview of what's happening out there in the world of Māori.
What an exciting project.
Yeah, very. Looking forward to it.
Just want to move closer. Alex said he does the broken wing dance. So just tie her for a sec. So the kaimahi that are doing the work here, they are the experts, and so we're really relying on their skills and their observations and experience to be able to find the nests. And as I said before, we have GPS located the nests last week, but those nests aren't where we are right now, and there's obviously new ones.
What have you spotted, Sabina?
We're just watching this male dotterel to see if he has another nest.
It's amazing to think that they've got these tiny little heads and small brains, but there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah, they're pretty clever. If they're trying to protect their nest and they know that there's another one somewhere not far from them, they'll lead you away and try and make you go to the other person's nest. Yeah. They're pretty hardy for little birds. Like, we've watched them before, like, fight off seagulls and stuff. They'll just fly at them and, yeah, it's quite crazy.
Anything to protect those eggs?
Yeah.
There's a mother and two chicks just walking over here.
Oh, they're tiny, aren't they?
They are. They just look like little balls of fluff.
And the mum's taken them away from us, I guess.
That's right. She's escorting them away. If we were getting close to the nest, she'll get close to us and pretend she has a broken wing to entice us away from the nest and closer to her.
There's been some success today.
Yeah, there has. And so, unfortunately, there's no easy way to do this type of work. It's about having as many eyes on the beach as possible and then methodically and slowly working through the process once the birds have been identified. And we're satisfied that the information that we're getting is robust and that helps to influence our operations in the future.
The fact that there are so many chicks around is a good sign.
Most definitely, compared to last year, we've already had a 100% increase in terms of numbers.
Cosmo was talking to Rauri Manawatu, Brett Cowan, Rawinia Thomas, Sabina Aiken, Alex Callow and Rex Allen from the Te Tau Wairehu o Marukura Predator Control Project in Kaikoura.